This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 29 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion comes from Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the Amplified translation, it states, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words." This verse tells us a couple things. The first thing that it tells us is that the tongue is powerful, so powerful enough to promote life and death. Now, I want to make this important distinction. This verse did not say that tongue was evil, nor did it say it was good. It just simply stated that it has power. So it made me think, what is the purpose of the tongue and why was it created to be powerful? Well, to find that out, you have to go back to its original intent. You have to go back to the original design before the fall. Remember, God's creational intent was in total purity. So God's original intent for power is to do good. You see, when power is rooted in purity, it will always seek to empower. Now, empower means to extend authority or power to someone or something. Now, why would God create something to be powerful? To empower good. He created something to be powerful so that it could empower life. So the tongue's original design, its original intent was to extend authority to and empower life. Now, we all know that when sin entered the world, it perverted God's original intent. Here's the thing. The tongue still has power. That reality has not changed. The next thing that this verse teaches us is that you've been given the ability with the responsibility to wield the power of the tongue. And those who love it, indulge it, will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. I don't know about you, but that excites me. When I use the power of the tongue for good and for life, I will eat the fruit of it. You see, many people only relate to the idea of consequences in the negative sense, but consequences are only reactionary. If I use the power of the tongue for life, I will partake in the fruit of it, which should excite you as well. Remember, the tongue is neither good or evil, it's just powerful. This is where the responsibility part comes in. Will I use the power of the tongue for life or for death? You see, the tongue will only empower what you send to it. Now, I've come to realize that God's original design for the tongue has never changed. The tongue only has the power to extend life. I'm going to say that again. The tongue only has the power to extend life. It's just people use the power to sustain and nurture dead things. Have you ever rehearsed an old offense that remained just as powerful as the first day you experienced it? And it seemed that that experience always comes up in every conversation? By the very nature and power of the tongue, we will extend the life of dead things. The best example that I can give for this is giving CPR to your trouble. Every time you rehearse it, every time you give power to dead things, you will extend the life of them. When we use the power of the tongue to rehearse dead things, we are empowering those things in our life. You must understand that ability always carries with it responsibility. Take a moment to think about the things that you've been empowering through your words. Will the fruit of them empower life, or will they empower death? Now, if you've been given the ability to do something, you automatically carry the responsibility of it. So I encourage you to take control of your tongue so that you can eat the glorious God-intended fruit of it. For more thought-provoking questions, please visit our free resource page where you can find scriptures, questions, and activations. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.